Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Travel Department. Discover hundreds of unforgettable destinations with expert local guides.
First this morning, though, many of you will know him from his sports commentary, but George Hamilton is bringing his weekend Lyric FM show, The Hamilton Scores, to the stage of the National Concert Hall next month. And one of the performers with the RT Concert Orchestra will be soprano Celine Byrne. George and Celine, you're so very welcome. And George, just in case people think you've got the power of bi-location, we recorded this earlier in the week so you could take care of your own show on Lyric.
Yeah, I know. It's Saturday and Sunday from 10 until 1. And that's where I am
at that time.
So, but yes, I'm practicing by location today.
Very impressive. Now listen, tell me about the idea, George, to bring the Hamilton Scores to the National Concert Hall and what kind of music the audience can expect to hear.
Well, the idea basically stemmed from, in my head, from the birthday concert that Lyric had in Limerick to celebrate 25 years, when we presenters came on stage in turn and introduced the music. And I thought how wonderful it would be if we could do what I do out of a radio on a Saturday and a Sunday in front of an audience, because I know the audience just love the live music. Yeah. And if they could have the live intros as well, that might well work. So I put the proposal together and here we are talking about it. And I'm delighted to say that I have this star sitting beside me today who will be singing at the concert as well. It'd be wonderful.
I'm delighted to be part of it. I think it's fantastic. And I think the concept that RT Lyric FM have to bring their shows to the stage, because you have Aidan Gormley's movies and musicals, you have Marty in the evening, and it's about time that we had the Hamilton Scores, because it is a favourite. Is it number one on Lyric? Well, I think it's nearly.
It has been. It bounces about.
It's absolutely fantastic. And I love it. I listen to it on a Saturday and Sunday. But of course, now what am I going to do when this is going out on Sunday? And then I'll have to switch between the two.
Yeah, no, it's okay. But listen, did you know each other before?
Yeah,
we met briefly in Croke Park. I was singing the national anthem and George was there commenting. And then, of course, at the birthday celebration, which I was at, we met again, because it was my birthday as well. It was around the 2nd or around May, 3rd of May. Yeah. And I was celebrating my birthday as well. So we all went for a few little drinks afterwards and we'd good old crack.
Now, what kind of pieces, Celine, did you want to include in this show? I suppose to reflect your own big hits, but also pieces that will fit well with George's show.
Well, I think, you know, it's George's baby, so as to speak. So I was very honoured that I was asked to come and be part of it. So the RTE Orchestra were very, very kind to me, because they kind of asked me what I'd like to do. And they asked George what he'd like to have in the programme as well. So I got to pick a few of my favourites, which would be, I suppose, the most famous of all soprano arias from the soprano repertoire is the "Oh, mio bambino caro," you know, the Puccini one.
Wow.
And then "Song to the Moon," which is based on Hans Christian Andersen's story of the Little Mermaid. So "Song to the Moon" is going to be included as well. And Franz Lehár's operetta from Giuditta. We have "Meine Lippen, sie küssen so heiß," which is an audience pleaser.
Very impressive.
Maybe somebody might know the title, but as soon as they hear the music, they'll know it. Like, we have "Marriage Figaro," which is and everybody will know it. They might know that it's the overture to "The Marriage of Figaro" by Mozart, but they'll know the music. So it's kind of like a licorice all sorts of music, because we've the best of all the favourites all crammed together in a smorgasbord of licorice all sorts. That's what it is.
Goodness me. That's a great tagline for the show.
And of course, you're MC for that evening and you're going to bring some stories and some background to the selection. You've chosen one piece by Smetana. Tell me why you included this piece and then we're going to play a little of it.
Well, for me, it's a wonderful example of what music can express. It's what they call a tone poem. So it's a story told in music. And it's the story of the river that flows through the Czech Republic, present-day Czech Republic, from where it starts with two little streams coming together as babbling brooks, and then they get a bit bigger and so it goes. Smetana was out having a picnic in the countryside when he saw these little rivulets and decided, wait, I could get a tune out of this, and so it went. And as the river goes, the tune changes. It passes along the riverbank a wedding, so there's some dance music in it as well. Then when it reaches Prague, it gets a bit more majestic as it goes under the Karl Bridge under the castle. And eventually the river Vltava in Czech, Moldau in German, it ends in a confluence with the river Elbe. So it's all crashing cymbals and big noises, brass, as it all comes together at the end and the two rivers go off to the North Sea. So the reason I chose it was the first piece when I was studying music as a schoolboy, the first piece that actually I had a score to read. I played the piano, I played the cello, I could read piano parts and cello parts, but I'd never seen the whole score together. Mm-hmm. And to hear the music as you're following the orchestral score like a conductor would, it's just spellbinding and the music is magical.
Let's have a listen. Dancing there, both of you, during that. Do you still play an instrument? Like, do you play cello?
I don't have a cello, funny enough, but I do play the piano, and I also have a guitar and a banjo. But the cello kind of fell by the wayside because that was a school thing. I was in the orchestra playing the cello, and when I stopped school and went on to Queen's University, the music kind of took a back seat because there was something else happening in my life, which was sporting. I'd been playing rugby at school. I'd never had the chance to play soccer. And at Queen's, I could play soccer. And that's where my leisure activity went, onto the playing fields at the Dub.
So you're multi-talented. Actually, you know what's very interesting for listeners? Yeah. Because I'm just blown away here. Mm. I actually didn't know that you studied music and that you could play piano and cello.
Yeah, I went through the grades on the
piano.
That's
amazing.
And as I said,
I think I just knew you always as a sportsman. Yeah. And when you were working on radio, I love the fact that you were so interested in music and that you loved music. And I knew that you understood music and knew it very well, but I didn't know that you had actually studied it.
Mm, yeah.
That's amazing. People will love that.
Well, it
was... Go on, George!
Oh, it's always been a huge part of my life. I mean, I was no different to any other teenager. And I was into pop music like everybody else, but this was going on as well. And I loved it. And being in an orchestra is like being in a rock band or like being on a football team. You're not on your own. You're one of many.
Yeah.
And you're contributing to the
I feel like
the
that even
whole.
As a singer, even and though I'm out front,
And it's a wonderful thing to be part of something that's creating something so positive. I just love the energy that comes off an orchestra.
Well, I love the energy
well.
From you. And I think when the audience come on the 24th of May, they're going to feel that. That's going to bounce off you and it's going to hit them all in the audience.
Oh, that's lovely.
What I mean? I just think that the audience are just going to love the music, but they're going to love you and love your energy. And I think it's going to be an amazing concert.
Do you sing, George, like Celine?
Oh.
Do you have a party piece?
Yeah. Piano Man. Believe
really?
It or not, Billy Joel's
Sing
Piano Man.
Sing me the song, you're the piano man.
That's
Go on, George.
Go on.
Sing me a song tonight, for we're all in the mood for a melody. And you've got us feeling all right. It's a pretty good crowd for us.
Maybe we should do that on the 24th.
I love that.
And then we can get the audience to go, na, 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 na.
Now, there's
That's
a
so
thing.
Good.
I did that. You'll know Second Captains, the podcast, and a very popular podcast.
It's great.
And they had me on their 1,000th edition talking about football. And then they had me on two stage shows, no less, one in the theatre in Liberty Hall, and the other, I trod the boards of the Olympia. I saw her standing there by the Beatles, and I gave them Piano Man.
Wow.
So it's, you know...
What about
you might
a line
start your own show. After this one, you can go out on your own and do your own show.
So what about a line from I Saw Her Standing There?
Well, she was just 17. You know what I mean. And the way she looked was way beyond compare. Ooh, how could I dance with another? when I saw her standing there.
Ooh, I've got my own little concert here. I love
Again,
it.
Again, I'll say, come on, you good thing, George.
This concert's transforming as we speak, by the way.
I think we need a night out, George.
Yeah. I think you do. You're a good, great double act. Listen, you, Celine, have included, as he said, a piece from Madame Butterfly.
Yeah.
Tell me about it, and then we're going to hear a version of it.
It's by Puccini, and it's Un bel di vedremo, which is One Fine Day.
Let's have a listen. Singing that so beautifully, Celine. And you will be singing that on the 24th, of course, in the National Concert Hall with the RT Concert Orchestra. For both of you, the idea of accessibility, I know this about you, is really important, isn't it? You don't hold the idea of classical music being for some sort of elite.
Goodness me, no. No, I've been involved in a little strand on the Today Show with Diane Mora in Cork. About this very thing. And it's so come across that when we do examples of pieces of music, they'll say, audience will say, goodness gracious, I knew that, I know that, I never knew it was that. Yeah. And that's the thing. But if you think about commercials and how much reliance they have on classical pieces, they wouldn't be using that music if it wasn't popular, if it wasn't going
film,
to sell the
there's
product.
There's so much music
indeed,
in film.
Indeed.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you and mentioned earlier, the Marriage of Figaro overture. Let's just have a listen to that because everyone will know that even if they don't know the name of it, as he said. Yeah, everyone is probably dancing around to that in their kitchen. And of course, as you say, everyone knows to hear it, but they might know it is, of course, the Marriage of Figaro overture. George, the Hamilton scores, as Celine said, it's so popular. How long are you presenting them?
Just over 21, nearly, we're in our 22nd year. It was first broadcast on the 1st of November.
Same age as me then.
Oh, it's a little older than you though.
Thanks.
Yes, the 1st of November 2003, conceived by the then head of Lyric FM, who'd just taken over the job. First of all, it was Seamus Crimmins, and then Seamus moved on to the Arts Council and Aidan O'Doul took over. And Aidan rang me up, left a voicemail. I was commentating on a match in Moscow, as it happens. And Aidan left me a message saying, would you give me a ring? I'm the new head of Lyric. And I did, from the back of a taxi in Moscow. And
as
he had this proposal, which was, you do football commentary, a programme of 90 minutes duration, like a football match. You talk about where you've been and play the music you like. And it started and as a 90-minute programme. It went out to 2 hours, like a match with extra time. And then it went to three. And then in the mid
penalties.
It went to penalties, yeah. It had to be replayed on a Sunday.
So we had it
from about 2016. It went to Sundays as well at 3 hours. Yeah. So we're in our 22nd year.
Do you love doing it? Seem to love doing it.
Yeah, it is exactly that. It's a labour of love because I just turn up, obviously plan the music beforehand. We turn up with 3 hours 3 hours of music, but actually we never play the 3 hours of music that we planned because things develop as we're on the air. Listeners send in texts, listeners tell stories. I might tell a story which prompts somebody then to tell another story.
Yeah.
And I have the facility to raid the library as I'm on the air. And so while I have begun with 3 hours of music, half of it never gets played because we've gone off on these tangents along the way.
And we love listening, George.
Thank you. Thank you so
and
much.
And you still do sport, though, George, mm-hmm. aren't you? You're working, I think, for Premier Sports.
That's right, yeah. I'm still doing football matches for Premier Sports. I didn't want to give up the comedy altogether because I enjoy it and I think I still have something to contribute there. But my life has kind of pivoted because it's probably more music now than sport. But hey, there's nothing wrong with that because it's still very, very enjoyable. I've enjoyed it and it's great to get the feedback here. Mm-hmm. I have a listener here. It's wonderful.
Big listener. But you still love the game.
Yeah. I do. It's changed dramatically and it will never be what it was when I started out and we were all part of the family. Like thinking back to the 10 years of Jack Charlton in charge, Jack was a great family man. So it was the Irish football family. We travelled in the same plane. We stayed in the same hotels. When there were victories, the fans were allowed in to mix with the players. Not like that anymore, sadly. Money has taken over, media management, all of that, you know, but hey, we had great times and still there are great times to be had because matches. I mean, think back a couple of weeks to that Manchester United match against Lyon.
Oh my gosh, I nearly lost my life watching it.
Sport does that.
Yeah.
Sport does that. So it's great to have the opportunity to be involved in something like that. And I couldn't believe that I was commentating on a match that turned out like that.
Amazing. And of course, there's the Arsenal Real Madrid. I only know that because all my sons are mad about football.
Well, Arsenal would be my team. So,
Leeds.
Will they win it this year, the Champions League?
Oh, there's a very good chance that they might, having disposed of Real Madrid.
I think after this concert with the Concert Orchestra, we need just an evening with you. Just the chats. That's it. We just need the chats.
Because you're too kind. You're too kind.
You're fascinating. It's so interesting.
And you're still as busy as ever, Celine, aren't you?
I am, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God, because I never complacent, because I know that the phone can stop ringing any time. But I'm blessed because I have a lot of things. And after this concert on May 24th in the Concert Hall, I'm doing a concert in Concertgebouw in Amsterdam. I'm doing concerts in Germany. And then I'm into the season, which starts in September, and preparing then for Irish National Opera. I'm doing Madame Butterfly. I'm doing the title role of Madame Butterfly. And then, of course, my Christmas gala in the Bord Gáis. My annual Christmas concert. So,
but you're also studying.
Yeah, I'm studying as well. On site, I study psychology, which I love.
And why did you decide to do that?
Well, I'm an advocate for mental health and I'm just very interested in how the mind works. And when COVID came, a lot of people were finding it hard. And actually, I didn't find it as hard as other people. And I think that was because I already had the mechanism in place to deal with mental health issues. Then I suppose in the years that followed, I'd studied during COVID, I'd studied German because I speak Irish, English, French and German and a tiny bit of Italian.
Wow.
And then I decided that I wanted to do something else. And I kept being brought back to the love of like the mind and how it works and mental health. And I'm an advocate for mental health services and ambassador for Let's Get Talking. So I decided, right, I put my money where my mouth is and I'll enrol in a study and I'm now studying for a diploma in psychology. I don't want to be a psychologist.
No.
I'm just very, very interested in it.
Because I remember you spoke before about mental health and how you coped after your own dad died during COVID.
Yes, he did. He passed away on May 6th. And a week before that, my mother-in-law passed away and she lived with us for 8 years. So there was a week between their deaths. And it was a very sad time, but it was also a beautiful time because I know a lot of people had a really difficult time during COVID and I don't want to kind of, take away from that or take away from their pain and their loss. But because of COVID, it actually was a blessing for me in a way because my dad died at home in his bed and because of COVID, none of us were working. So we were all there. Mm. I had a contract to go to Paris to the Bastille to do a Wagner opera. And because of COVID, that was cancelled. So I would have been in Paris. So I wouldn't have made it home. Mm. But the fact that I was there with him from his diagnosis on the 15th of April to his death it was just a blessing that I had that opportunity. And because of COVID, I got to be with him every day. And I held his hand when he died, which was also another blessing. So it was a beautiful passing. It was a beautiful passing.
Which is a lovely, actually, nice memory. By the way, I'm just thinking, when you're in class studying psychology, do the other students know who you... Do you ever break out into song?
No. Like, a lot of people didn't know who I was. But then I was asked by the lecturer, would I do a talk? So I actually gave a talk. And I suppose then after that, people kind of knew who I was.
Yeah.
And knew my background. Yeah.
So remind people, George, now about this concert, when and where it is.
Saturday the 24th of May, National Concert Hall, and it's the Hamilton Scores Live.
With the RTE Concert Orchestra.
And Celine Byrne will be singing.
At 7.30. And what's wonderful about 7.30 is that when the audience want to come, they, you know, because it's a Saturday, they can have a late lunch. Or what's even better is because it's at 7:30 and the concert isn't too long, that they can go for dinner afterwards, go for a drink afterwards. And I just think it's a perfect time, perfect day, a perfect concert with a perfect MC and a perfect orchestra
and a perfect
star. Night out.
Listen, there's not to love about it. And tickets are available now and lots of info on rt.ie/CO. Thanks so much for being my guest this morning. It was a joy, George Hamilton and Celine
Byrne. Thank you so much. It was lovely talking to you.
Thank you, Miriam. Thank you for having us.
God bless.